From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Stephanie Jeter and friends. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio. I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 533rd live performance. Stephanie Jeter began playing classical music when she was 9 years old, living in East Tennessee. And it was when she lived in New York City years later that she was encouraged to discover the traditional music of the Appalachian region. When Stephanie returned to Tennessee, she began playing the auto harp and bass and to study the traditional old-time string band music of the Appalachian region from where she was raised. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Stephanie Jeter, and a big host of friends. Welcome them.
with the dancers all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moments we stood shaking hands and singing those songs. Sing those hymns we sang together in that plain little church with the dancers all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moments we stood shaking hands.
This evening, our guest is Stephanie Jeter and a whole host of good friends, not only of Red Barn Radio, but good friends of traditional music in this region. We're just glad to have all of you here. Tell us the strange story about how a young person from Tennessee has to go to New York to appreciate Appalachian music.
I got married right after college to my husband, Robert. And he was going to pursue his master's degree in classical piano performance. So that's what took us to New York City. While I was up there, I had so many friends and just came in contact with so many interesting people from all over the world that really embraced traditional cultures or traditional things from their country or their culture. And it made me really sad that I came from such a culturally rich environment like the Appalachians. And I didn't do any of it. I had clogged when I was younger, but I didn't know anything about the traditional music or anything like that. And it made me sad that I didn't. And I had that opportunity to and kind of maybe passed it up when I was younger. So it was while I was in New York that I started listening to more of the traditional like bluegrass and country music from the South. When I moved back to Tennessee, I got an auto harp. I guess that was my gateway instrument, was the auto harp. I just kept accumulating instruments after that. Every couple of years, I'd add on a new one.
You're the kind of person who just sees an instrument and says, I will play this.
Kinda,
yeah. It seems like it. You were in Tennessee all these years. I was under the impression that you were actually at ETSU, right in the middle of that traditional music program.
I kind of lurked in the program. I was in physical therapy school at East Tennessee State. I've got some physical therapy friends here, and maybe they went through the same experience where it was really hard. It was just a very hard program, and I needed some kind of creative outlet. As I usually turn to creative pursuits under times of stress. You know, what better way to deal with that than to learn something new? Learn a new instrument, have a creative outlet for myself while I was in this incredibly hard program.
Did you start playing music when you were a very young person?
Yeah, I started out on the piano and played the French horn for about 18 years. Did that, it hasn't been all that long since I played the French horn.
Did you bring that instrument with you tonight? So do you have a French horn tune that you plan to do for us tonight?
Not tonight, maybe next time. But it's been a while since I've played the horn. It takes a lot of work to keep that up, and I just don't have that kind of time.
With the French horn and the piano, then your early training was classical training.
It was.
Yeah, and
I'm very thankful for that too.
You are.
Yeah, I feel like it helped me develop really good practice skills. They really stress that in classical programs, you know, scales and just kind of practice. You end up practicing more than you perform a lot with, or at least I did, with classical music. But I really enjoy performing and playing and just getting together with people. And that's what drives me to play this kind of music now, is the social aspect and just that feeling of creating something in the moment with a group of people.
You may think that I'm a wild flower, the kind that would break a vase if you kept her on the shelf. But even the wildest girls need to fall into arms instead of relying on herself. A broken girl is like a calico quilt, peace and pain and soul in guilt. Even wildflowers wilt. This wildflower wilts. I wilt. I wilt. This wildflower
I'm
So I'm trying to imagine what was playing on the stereo when you were a little kid in your house. Was it, you know, Rachmaninoff and that sort of thing, or was it?
No, it wasn't, because my parents really didn't listen to much music. I'm still playing catch up in a lot of ways with learning about all genres. I think maybe we had 5 CDs in the house growing up, and 3 of them were Garth Brooks. There's still so much music I'm discovering out there that I'm just trying to take in as much as I can. It wasn't until high school that I really focused in on the music. We had, my husband and I both had some really wonderful music teachers. Rick Simmerly was one of my band directors in junior high and high school, and then ended up following me to Milligan College where I did my undergrad, so I had him as a music teacher in college also. So he was my longest running music teacher that just really, you know, inspired us to be as good as we could be.
Have you done some teaching?
I do. I teach at Morehead State in the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. I'm an adjunct professor there. I go out a couple of times a week to Morehead and teach some private instruction and some band classes.
And are you teaching the bass when you're teaching?
I'm teaching bass. They've got me teaching auto harp and voice and guitar. So it's kind of like whatever they throw at me, I just try to do.
As a teacher, what do you channel from your recollections of your favorite teachers?
I approach teaching a lot like I do physical therapy. As physical therapists, we're just teachers. We're teaching people, you know, based on how they are at that moment. Where are they at? What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? What do they want to do? And what do they need to do? And just tailor it, you know, from person to person. I kind of approach it that way, my evaluation of them at the beginning, see what they can do and take it from there. Rather than being inspired by one certain teacher, I just kind of, maybe it's easier for me since I do that usually in the mornings before I go teach. It's not about dancing one, but
get out there. Right,
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Andy, why don't you play
Andy
bass?
It's an old fiddle tune, I think. I think it goes back to William the Conqueror. I think he's Billy, isn't he? Pat probably knows. Yeah, I think so.
Stephanie, that was fun.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Is that tiring to do that kind of dance? Is it
tiring?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's funny, though, because there's this place that Tyler and I played at several times down in Virginia called the Carter Family Fold. That's all they do there is dance. And some of these ladies that go there every week and dance, they have just these amazing legs, you know, and they're like in their 50s and 60s. Oh, and nice. If you look at them, you know, they just are in such good shape from doing this kind of dancing. So I'm out of breath right now just from that little bit, so I'm not in very good shape, but it's a lot of fun.
Seems like you're having fun doing everything. You said you were sort of on the fringes of the traditional music program when you were at East Tennessee State. You ended up being part of an ensemble that did some traveling.
Well, a lot of the people that are down in that program, at East Tennessee State are getting their degree in it. You can major or minor in it, just like you can at Morehead State. They have those degree programs. They're kind of like sister programs in a lot of ways. There's a lot of similarities.
And of course, Raymond McLean, was at ETSU, is now at Morehead.
And, yep. And he's a big reason why I play old time and why I'm actually a teacher at the KCTM. Yeah, I was in an old-time band at East Tennessee State, and we got to go to the Czech Republic on this amazing trip because you wouldn't think about it, but old-time and bluegrass is really popular overseas and sometimes is even more popular elsewhere than it is here. We went over to the Czech Republic to different cities there and played old-time music, and we just felt like rock stars when we were there. They were so infatuated with this American culture and this American music that we even played a show one time where they had fog machines going for us for old-time. It was amazing. It was incredible. I've never had a fog machine before or since, so I think maybe Ed next time. You know, it doesn't make for good radio to have a fog machine, but, you know.
And it's Lord, Lordy me. And it's Lord, Lordy mine. Oh, honey, you led me to the wrong. Some people born with silver and gold. Others have
leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Yakey.
I'll do a song for you. It's an original song. It's called Might Just Fall in Love.
His broken hand is beaten, been around the block. Been owned by ones before you, but it's never been enough. It's full of memories that I cannot erase. Oh, it's all I've got to offer, but it's all yours if you'll take it. I've been waiting, I've said a prayer or two, hoping I'd find someone to give my heart to. If you don't mind, cracked and bruised, don't mind that it's a little used. I might just fall in love with you.
vindictive and stubborn like my mama's was. Like the restless winds of summer, it can change just because. It's full of dreaming, full of soul and a little grace. Oh, it's all I've got to offer, but it's all yours if you'll take it. I've been waiting, I've said a prayer or two, hoping I'd find someone to give my heart to. If you don't mind that it's cracked and bruised, don't mind that it's a little used, I might just fall in love with you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Stephanie Jeter and friends, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Stephanie Jeter and friends after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.